So one of those diverse voices that you're bringing to the table is the young people who are involved, and you've got a good amount of time blocked out for this youth town hall. Will you tell me about that? Why do you think that's important?
Greta Thunberg has said it better than anyone else can, I think, you know, that her generation will be left holding the bag. And we just wanted to be sure that we centered youth voices and that they led the conversation they wanted to hear. So we've done that in a couple of ways. Chutezcat Martinez is providing a keynote. We have this youth town hall on Saturday that I'm really excited about, and that's free for all middle school and high school students. And that's built around the question, how do I get involved on climate if I want to? So we have some seasoned youth climate leaders that will be sort of offering a how-to, and then breakout sections that are oriented around coming up with a collective and consensus action out of the youth town hall.
I think it's really important to include and invite youth to a conversation like this, where you're looking at a global scale phenomenon that's unfolding at a rate where the impacts are most strongly felt by them. So they have to be part of it. They have to not just be part of it, they have to be invited to a leadership role. And just like Kate said, we have to set it up so that we're listening and they're speaking.
Over the past year, we've kind of seen this upsurge of activism from young people. We've had here in Flagstaff and around the world, strikes and walkouts dealing with climate change. Is that your sense as well? I'm curious whether when you went looking for youth activists, was it hard to find them?
Not at all. I still have pictures in my head of all those kids, you know, so inspired, motivated, and empowered to speak. So, not hard at all.
Just the real sense of celebration. Chutezcat has this PBS interview that I saw, and he said, you know, I really believe that we're the last generation that has the chance to sway the future in a positive light. Positive light really stuck with me because that's what I felt and saw and experienced when I witnessed the climate strike in September.
So what is your goal with this summit? What do you hope will come out of these 2 days?
I hope that the summit will start to change the conversation that we're having around climate change. And I think this is true, you know, from the microcosm of person-to-person conversations to the community, to the state, and honestly to the entire nation. How we talk about climate change now isn't always very productive, say, to understate it a little bit. And so I hope that this will be a productive step in a direction that starts to change that, starts to invite more people to say what they think and what they feel and what they imagine as productive steps towards addressing this grand challenge.
I think that microcosm that Bruce mentioned is really important, that just from my own anecdotal experience, this has really elevated the issue among friends and family that don't necessarily talk about this at the dinner table. And, you know, I have friends whose kids participated in the climate strike who wouldn't have, except we were doing this summit, so I was talking about climate all the time, you know. So I think simply making it a topic of conversation and making it an inviting, inclusive topic of conversation can really bring new people in, and we need everyone out there to help on this issue.
Bruce Hungate, Kate Peterson, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Melissa, for having us on.
Thanks, Melissa.